Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. What a week last week was. Brian Rohrbaugh on CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. And then we had what? Then we had the Washington Post article. And then we had Brian on Fox News Channel's O'Reilly Factor. Then we had Leslie Hanks on CNN TV News around the world. And so many other things happened. It was unbelievable. The Race for the Cure in Denver, Colorado, and a protest of 20 people warning folks, warning women that there is a link between abortion and breast cancer. That went extremely well. And now we're going to Vancouver, British Columbia, to Brent Rooney. Brent, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Brent, before I tell the audience why you're on the show, my wife and I, our three little boys, we were in Vancouver just a few weeks ago. What a beautiful city.
You should have stayed.
Oh, man. And Stanley Park has got to be the best park in the world. Not only gorgeous and a rainforest, but especially for kids. What a beautiful place.
It's got a landmass greater than Oregon, Washington, and California combined. And it's a wonderful climate down here in the south.
British Columbia. It really is. We went over to Vancouver Island, to Victoria, and had just the greatest time. But now I want to tell the audience about the Reduced Preterm Risk Coalition. That might sound like a mouthful, but preterm, when a baby is born premature, a preemie, that's a real risk to a baby, and how important it is to reduce that risk. And it turns out, by your research, abortion is a significant risk factor, not only for breast cancer, we've been looking at that the last 2 weeks, but also for having a baby prematurely.
That's correct. I and Dr. Calhoun authored an article in 2003 that was published that reviewed the existing literature, and we found 49 significant studies showing a higher risk of preterm birth for women with prior induced abortions. And by luck and by skill, people down in Texas took advantage of that review and turned around the Texas Department of Health to recognize this risk of preterm birth for women prior induced abortions, to recognize that risk in the fourth quarter of 2003. And in fact, as of January 2004, every woman who goes to an abortion clinic is offered a woman's right to know booklet that tells women about both the breast cancer risk and the preterm birth risk of previous induced abortions. And let me just read one of the sentences from that warning. It says, very premature babies, in other words, babies born before 32 weeks, who have the highest risk of death also have the highest risk of lasting disabilities, such as mental retardation, cerebral palsy, lung and gastrointestinal problems, and vision and hearing loss.
All right, and now that's very premature, baby. So you're saying you co-authored an article that was picked up by someone at the Texas Department of Health, and they used that research, that 49 existing studies show that there's a higher risk of premature birth for women who have had abortions?
Well, actually, there's an outfit called the Justice Foundation, which is in San Antonio, Texas. And they contacted me and said that the Texas Department of Health was not inclined to recognize this risk. This would be in the fall of 2003.
Right.
So they had the Rooney-Calhoun review of the previous studies. And so I faxed them another review that was also published in 2003 by Dr. John Thorpe and his colleagues. It's also found higher risk of preterm birth, just reviewing the previous studies. So for just $11, I faxed them a copy of the Thorpe study. Anyway, the Justice Foundation gave those two reviews to Dr. Martha Garza, who is a medical expert there in San Antonio, Texas, and she studied the issue very carefully, and she turned around the Texas Department of Health to recognize this risk. Well, let me just read you maybe a couple of more sentences from the warning that's now given out in Texas.
Okay, now, what you already read, is that from the Texas warning?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and the warning, is the warning in the context of if you have an abortion, there's an increased risk of very premature birth?
Let me read two sentences which will set that up. Quote, some large studies have reported a doubling of the risk of premature birth in later pregnancy if a woman has had two induced abortions. The same studies report an 800% increase in the risk of extremely premature birth, less than 28 weeks, for women who have experienced four or more induced abortions. So actually, so you have premature, which means before 37 weeks. Then you have very premature, which is before 32 weeks. And the worst would be extremely premature, which is before 28 weeks. Mm. Now, a baby who's born before 28 weeks gestation has 38 times the risk of cerebral palsy as the general population of newborn. Now, to put that into absolute terms, it would mean that an extremely preterm newborn would have 7.7% absolute risk of having cerebral palsy. So, and a full-term baby only has 0.1% risk. In other words, 1 in 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, this is a very high risk. These babies are at very high risk of cerebral palsy and mental retardation, also autism and epilepsy.
So very premature babies, of course, are extremely at risk of all kinds of debilitating problems. But how about, but that's for women who have had four or more abortions. How about the risk for a woman who's had one abortion regarding just the typical premature delivery?
Okay, let me back up. I don't exactly agree with the wording that's in this booklet. So let's consider a study that was done in Germany, a very large study. In fact, it's the largest study ever done in Europe and the United States prior to 2005. They had 106,345 subjects in this study. They found that if a woman had one induced abortion, she increased her risk of a very premature birth by a factor of 2.5. In other words, over double the risk just from one induced abortion. And the study said if she had two, she multiplied her risk of a very premature birth by 5.2. So I'm more inclined to believe what I get from this 1998 study from Germany than the statement from Texas. Although the Texas statement is very good, but it's not exactly what I think it should be.
Okay, so we're talking with Brent Rooney, who is basically, well, a medical researcher looking into the increased risk for women who've had abortions that their next kids that they have and bring to term will be preemies, delivered prematurely rather than going full term. Brent, now Texas is issuing this warning through their abortion clinics. Is that right? If a woman goes in to have an abortion, she gets this warning?
In 2003, they passed a law that there had to be a booklet offered by all these clinics. So in other words, as of January the 1st, 2004, every woman who goes to one of these clinics is offered this pamphlet. Now, they can offer it and say, well, you can read this silly little pamphlet, or you can toss it away. So they have to offer it. However, if they take the option of sort of downgrading and the woman doesn't even look at it, they're opening themselves up for future litigation, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, could we talk through that aspect? There are two issues here. One is the medical reality that abortion is bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
It interrupts the body's process in a pregnancy, and it leaves breast cells undifferentiated and more of those cells that are then vulnerable to carcinogens, and so the risk for breast cancer goes through the roof. That's why breast cancer has increased in America significantly since 1973, while all other major cancers have decreased. Okay, that's one issue. Now, you've basically, with others, have uncovered another danger that you have an abortion, which is not good. You're killing an innocent child. That's why it should be stopped. But then also, it's not good for your health, increases the risk of breast cancer, and your next child may be born prematurely. Okay, so that's the issue that we need to understand better before we get done with this interview. But then there's a second issue, and it's regarding an informed consent law like they have in Texas. And I'd like to tell you the way we analyze that, Brent,
sure,
that women, this is very valuable to help argue publicly that abortion is the murder of unborn children. Also, abortion is dangerous for the woman who's killing her child because it has terrible effects on her body and on future children. But then regarding an informed consent law that a legislature would say, before you kill your child, you have to go through this process or procedure, we're very much against a law like that. very much against it, because there should be no law that says that ends with, and then you could kill the baby. For example, if a woman goes into this clinic and she gets this flyer, this brochure, and she reads it, and then she could kill her baby, that is inherently a bad law, even though the desire is to discourage women from having abortions. Any law that ends with, and then you could kill the baby, is a bad law. And even though we might think it'll help us in the long run, we're usually not smart enough to overcome right and wrong. And when we do wrong, when we advocate a law that says, and then you could kill the baby, that's going to backfire, because good doesn't come from evil. You can't do evil that good might come of it. So I'm excited to interview you and excited to get this information out to the public, although we would very much oppose any law offered anywhere by any justification that has in it, and then you could kill the baby.
I'm not going to argue that now.
Yeah. Well, if you don't think it's valid, for example, let's say Roe v. Wade gets overturned. And let's say that was the only law regarding abortion in all of Texas. That was it. There was only one law, and that was it. That law would keep abortion legal in Texas.
I disagree entirely. Let me just sum it up very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Canada. In Canada, a doctor may not provide a treatment that he knows or ought to know is contraindicated. So strictly from a legal viewpoint, an elective procedure that has a breast cancer risk and a prematurity risk is inherently an illegal procedure. But this would be like a two-hour argument, and we could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
I prefer just either. I do not want to get heavily into the legal thing, because I think I would like to stick to the prematurity thing. Although,
Brent, you just what you said was if a doctor performs a surgery that he knows can be harmful.
No, it's contraindicated, not in the patient's best interest.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
I'm saying to me, it's illegal right now, but the court systems don't know that.
And what is illegal? Abortion?
No, any procedure, including abortions, are illegal if they're contraindicated, and it's clearly not contraindicated.
Well, abortion is illegal because it's murder. That's why abortion is wrong, not because it increases a woman's risk factors. Abortion, in the eyes of God, abortion is murder. And any law that says, oh, abortion is justified, that's an invalid law. But we have our courts that go by it. They go along with it. But could you respond to this at one moment? And we're trying to overturn Roe v. Wade in America.
Yep.
Let's say we succeeded. Mm-hmm. And in all the state of Texas, there was only one law about abortion then, since Roe v. Wade was overturned. And that law said that if a woman wants to have an abortion, she has to get this flyer, this informed consent, and then if she's given that flyer, then she could have the abortion, not otherwise.
I would like to short-circuit this by the following.
Yeah.
If an abortion clinic is bankrupt, how many abortions do you think they're going to be performing? So that's a rhetorical question. No, okay, that's a rhetorical question. If they're bankrupt, how many procedures are they going to be for?
Well, Planned Parenthood takes in about $1 billion a year, so you're going to have to go a long way to bankrupt them.
I think the answer to my question is yes. Now let's go to
April
the 8th, 2004, in New South Wales, Australia.
Yeah.
Judge Alan Kay was accused of causing cerebral palsy in Christy Bruce, who was 1989. And he got off because the judge bought his argument that it was a previous termination done by the mother. If that case had done in the U.S., it would have been gigantic news. Once the courts connect cerebral palsy with these procedures, this is going to become an uninsurable procedure.
Brent, that's good to do. It's good to show. Mm. It is good to show that when a woman has an abortion, there are serious health risks. That is good, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show. That's a good thing to do. A bad thing to do is to say if a woman gets this flyer, she can have an abortion. That's a bad thing to do.
Oh, I agree, but fine. Okay, fine. You can care. I agree. To me, it's both morally wrong. It's medically wrong. It's wrong on all angles.
Right.
I agree. All I'm saying is my approach is I'm going to bankrupt them. I'm just telling you.
Praise God. We're all for bankrupting abortion clinics. Okay, so Brent, could you do this? Could you help us understand? Now, you argue that there are studies from around the world that show this link, and you mentioned the largest study in Europe or America in Germany that showed the link significantly. Could you help us, give us an idea of what's happened around the world? Who else has looked at this issue?
Well, let's take last year, France.
All right.
Now, previously, this German study was, prior to 2005, it was the largest study ever done in Europe or America. But now we have this French study, and the French actually, they call it very preterm, before 33 weeks. Anyway, so that's a small difference between the American definition. Anyway, they had 1,943 very preterm subjects in this study, and they found that if abortion in general increased the risk of very premature birth by 50%, and one abortion increased the risk of extreme premature birth by 70%. Mm. So this is confirming the German study. Then in 98, you had probably the largest study ever on the planet Earth in Australia, 243,000 subjects in Australia.
Oh, my.
And it found basically the more previous terminations, the higher risk of extreme premature birth. So you have these large studies. You have Australia, you have Germany, you have France. It's just all
now over. In France and Germany, abortion is like a sacred ritual. Their governments, their culture, their medical institutes are extremely pro-abortion. Mm-hmm. And for those countries to do these massive studies and show a link between women who've had abortions and premature birth, I mean, that's extraordinary, because that's the opposite conclusion that they would prefer to come to. They would rather show that abortion doesn't have any negative health risks.
Absolutely. But the burden of proof is on the people who provide the procedure. They have to provide very strong proof that it's safe, and they simply don't have it. But they try and turn the table and say, oh, no, you have to prove that you have to prove 100% conclusively that it's dangerous. Now, that's a reversal. If you're providing a procedure, you have to provide strong evidence that it's very safe, and they don't have it.
Yeah.
For instance, I've got a Texas consent form. It's right here before me, signed on 30 October 2001. Incompetent cervix. Incompetent cervix is a smoking gun for premature birth and cerebral palsy. It is a smoking gun. This is dynamite in a court of law. Incompetent cervix also says possible increased lifetime risk of breast cancer. This was signed on 30 October 2001. Although I've redacted out the name of whoever signed it because, well, I don't want her name public, but
yeah, right.
She was signed on the 30th October 2001.
Okay, so that's an actual signed consent form.
Yeah, it was signed. It was sent to me, but it was actually sent initially by Alan Parker of the Justice Institute to Karen Malik, and I asked Karen Malik of the Abortion Breast Cancer Coalition to send me a copy. So
yeah,
if people actually want a sort of a cleaner and fresher version, they can ask Alan Parker to send them a copy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Karen Malik, we've talked to her just this past week with her excellent website, abortionbreastcancer.com, and we directed a lot of women this year to her website. And you know what's interesting, Brent? The media isn't reporting any significant increase in Denver in the number of people who marched Race for the Cure. But we go there every year, people from Denver Bible Church, for many years now. And that race seemed like it had at least 10,000 fewer people. They were done. I don't know. They were done an hour before they're normally done.
Well, October is Breast Cancer Acceptance Month. It's not Breast Cancer Awareness. It's Breast Cancer Acceptance. You just you're going to get it.
Yeah. Wow. Very good point. We put a summary of every program on our website at kgov.com, so we'll link to your site, all right?
Good.
And use this argument as another way of showing people that abortion is deadly, abortion is dangerous, abortion is bad. Brent Rooney, I want to thank you very, very much for taking the time to alert us to this. We didn't have all the information you're giving us, so this is valuable. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, God bless you. Please talk to our call screener, and we'll get that website, and we'll link to that from KGOV. That's KGOV.com. Now, those of you in the audience, I know you could understand with Brent Rooney how our conversation went that way for a moment, when he was arguing that, hey, these women in Texas, they have to sign this informed consent form, that they understand that killing their baby may increase these risks. And it's one thing to tell women that certain destructive behavior has more harmful consequences than you realize up front. That's one thing. It's another thing, and it's a wrong thing, to pass a law that says if you sign this form, you can kill your baby. That is wrong. And we might think that a whole bunch of laws like that and eventually will win, but we're thinking wrong. Because it's always wrong to do wrong that good might come of it. That's improper. The Apostle Paul was furious because some would say of him that he advocated that people would do wrong that good might come of it. You don't do that. That's not a good game plan. That's not a good strategy, because it's wrong and it dishonors God. And so, for example, you know, human beings are not smart enough to think through all possible consequences of our behavior, the things we advocate. We're not smart enough to think through all that. So God made it easy for us. He explained to us right and wrong. He said, when you do right, then you don't have to think through the 1,000 possibilities of what might happen as a result. When you do right and you risk the consequences. And so Brent had a hard time, I think, just thinking through what I was saying to him. If Texas had only one law, the law he was thinking was a good law, informed consent, if that was the only abortion law in Texas, that was it. And then Roe v. Wade, we managed to overturn Roe v. Wade. So now there is no national law on abortion. There is no national Supreme Court ruling saying every state has to allow abortion. And if Texas only had that one law, they only had the one informed consent law. If a woman is handed a flyer and she signs the form, informed consent, then she could have an abortion. Then that law will be the anchor to continue, that Planned Parenthood will use to continue to kill thousands of babies a week killed in Texas. And then Planned Parenthood and the NOW, the NOW gang, and the feminists and the liberals and the Democrats, they will be the supporters of the informed consent law. And they will say to the general public, don't count on the general public for being especially intelligent or especially wise or especially good. They shouted, crucify him, regarding Jesus Christ. And Jesus said the majority would rather go to hell than humble themselves before God. Narrow is the way, few are they who find eternal life. So in Texas, if Roe v. Wade is overturned and the only law in the whole state was an informed consent law, if you sign this form, you could kill your baby, then Planned Parenthood will advocate that law. And the pro-lifers will say, oh, no, we were mistaken. That's a bad law. We got to repeal that law. And all the pro-aborts and all the universities and all the newspapers and all the TV and all the radio talk show hosts, they'll say to the pro-lifers, what are you, out of your mind? This was the law you wrote. This was the law you lobbied for. This is the law you passed. This is the law you told us showed that you're not extremist, that you're reasonable. You want to overturn your own law? Of course we're not going to let you overturn your law. This is reasonable. A woman has informed consent, or she told her parents, or she has parental consent, or she has a 24-hour waiting period, or there's only abortion in the first 6 months. Whatever it is, these are good pro-life laws. We're not going to let you overturn these. So you don't do evil that good might come of it. Why not? Well, it's evil. It's wrong. Also, why not? That doesn't persuade most pro-lifers. Most pro-lifers can't think through that. You say it's wrong to have a law that says, and then you could kill the baby. That's wrong. And they say, oh, no, but think of all the good that will come of it. So you can't convince them by showing them it's wrong. It's evil. You don't compromise on do not murder. So then you got to show them, say, you're not smart enough to outthink right and wrong. You're not smart enough to outthink right and wrong. God said, do not murder. You think you could pass a law that says, and then you could murder the baby and good will come of it. And then you got to give them an example. How about Roe v. Wade is overturned, and then in America, we have about 250 pro-life laws that we passed that now are the anchors to keep abortion legal all over the country. And now Planned Parenthood will be defending all those laws. And so will the Democrats. And so will probably half of the Republicans, if not 90% of the Republican candidates and officials. And the Supreme Court. You don't compromise on right and wrong and think that good is going to come of it. You dishonor God when you do that, and you also show yourself to be a fool. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out. Maranatha. God bless you.